Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, family. Shabbat shalom. Send that salam. Tena is Talim. Fraternal greetings. Yes, I. Hello to the family worldwide, to the north, the south, the east, the west. Yes, I. Job bless the eye, keep the eye. Hope his face is grace. Yeshua shalom, shining in the eye and the Trinity. You know, the man is a Trinity in I and I spirit, I and I soul, you know, I and I mind state psychologically in this world and also in the body, in our health and also in our wealth of things that we need, right, in this earthly tribe to the heavenly glory. Yes, I like to heal up also, heal up, you know, certain specific ones and ones. David Canones, yes, I give thanks and praise. And also Danny Eitel, yes, I, Danny Eitel and the family, yes, I, and sister wife, give thanks for the links, the communication, like to be following up. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity, you know, to have just, you know, like a round table chat, you know, call conference or something soon. But here for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, I'm picking up here after the Shabbat with the 24th sabbatical study here, Vayikra, right? Vayikra, the first reading in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the handbook of the priest. But first words right here, here, here.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta Kohulum Ayinasaya Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Ase Sigabu. Kainatuna Hizvu. Bechibret Yemiazemutno. All shall sing as they begin the service. Kedase Sigabu, as they enter the Kedase, Kainatu Na Hizbu, the priest and the people, Bechibret in Ainati, Yemiyazemutno, shall sing, shall chant, Isis, 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 I.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Rastafari. of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know in the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Melanie. I.
Even when you're feeling weary, tired, wonderful. Look at the trees. Ah, the leaves are blowing away in the sky. Listen to the birds. Ah, they're singing away their time. And look at the sun. How it shines bright in the sky.
Yes, yes, Tennis Star right there with Created by the Father. It's our adaptation of the classic. Here in the season, Reason for the Season, they have the daylight savings time, just giving ones and ones a kind of a heads up. You know, a heads up also on the stream, on Rastafari Student. I think we have some a little technical, but it should be up and running as well. But just a reminder here. You know, the seasons here, we have this seasons, the change in the seasons, in season, out of season. So here they say the spring season and the whole daylight savings time. Give ones and ones a kind of heads up right there. Here for the After the Shabbat podcast, Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, Sabbatical Theta, right here, the part one. And then usually at the 1 a.m. Iowa over here on the East Coast, you know, on this great whale of a country. Yeah, so at the 1 a.m. hour, so that's going to change up maybe at 1 or at 2, so that might be a shortening of the first day Sunday service. But just in case you might call in to the blog talk or there might be a delay, you know, be patient or catch the replay, you know, by the next day or probably before then, the replay will be available. But here, due to the time and the season, we are beginning here the third book of Moshe, corresponding with the seasonal changes right here. Here is a Rhema Right Now tune. That was Tenor Star right there with Created by the Father. Before that, it was Queen Africa with Ayabini Chant, mainly Lily of the Valley, and Psalm, I think the Psalm was it 19, the heavens, declaring the glory. Peter, St. Peter Tosh, here comes the sun.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Did I say it's all right? Little darling, the smiles are returning to their places. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. But here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright. I see the icy slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. But here comes the sun. There goes the snow, and I say, it's alright. I see the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun, there goes the snow, and I say, it's all right. Are returning to their place. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. I say, here comes the sun. You say, it's alright.
And the creator and the wisma, mother, the wisma of his creation right here. You hear the Shabbat, this Rastafari sabbatical study. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and the Shalom.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Jah is my help and my strength, so shall I fear. He's a shield upon my right and my left hand, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, Jah is my light and my salvation, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide throughout this creation, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, Jah is my guide in my resting and my rising, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when I step out and forward in, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, Jah is my guide when Philistines come down upon us, so who shall I fear? He's my guide when my enemies come to fear, so who shall I be afraid? Jah is my king, so who
Sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
flower, how it makes your garden so pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you gotta do is relax and feel.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. The Sabbath and praise Isis of creation and the blameless creator. Yes, I am the Wisma, mother, the Wisma of creation. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here we pick up with the third book of Moses, Vayikra, and he called Leviticus, the handbook of the priests. There's some questions that we had put forward, you know, just in the meditation, what is sacrifice? Where do these ideas come from among humanity? Even as they proceed, we can say the written Torah that we have referenced here, the glory of His Majesty, the B-I-B-L-E. Going to pick up on that a little bit more. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 75. I want to ride up with today's daily psalm according to the royal order. But first things first, to thank those who have contributed, who have given, you know, word, sound, power, or even material, you know, towards this service, towards this sanctuary in spirit and in truth, the line of the tribe of Judah, sanctuary of Ionite Society of His Divine Majesty, Karamawi, Haile Selassie. So I'd like to thank those who have given and those who even seek to give and have not wherewithal to give here from the prayer of oblation. Now, it's interesting because in Exodus, there was a teruma, and there was the giving and the blessing, right, for the giving and the contributions of those who contributed here to the building of the sanctuary, of that dwelling place where Jehovah can shakan, the shakanyal, right, and the Shekinah, where His presence can be made known amongst His people, even in our hearts and minds. So here, from the pre-Kadase of the true church and the professing church, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the Church of He, who have the key of great King David, Gurmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Church of Philadelphia. Here is the prayer of oblation, thanking those who have given and reminding I and I to give. Yes, I, Rastafari.
The assistant priest shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that He accept their ready mind, that He grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters. And ours also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Ekziavihar Amlakachin. Yah.
Owalahinu.
The Lord our God, who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly, and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, thine acceptance of their ready mind grant thou to everyone. Let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion, both now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
Thank you. Whatever you have done.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Yes, I. Yes, the mic was off for a moment. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Shabbat shalom. Sendet salam here on the after the Sabbath, because here we're time that we are podcasting, broadcast on the air and in the iris after the Sabbath. So the after the Sabbath, Rastafari Saturday Night Live. But here for the sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical study, the sabbatical Seder, the offering, the order right here. We have the 24th sabbatical study picking up and beginning the third book of Moses called Leviticus. Leviticus, also known as the Handbook of the Priest. In the Hebrew, it's the Sefer Wayikra, Wayikra. In the Afro-Semitic pointing, Wayikra, modern pointing, Vayikra, Vayikra, which means, and he called. Because here we have Jehovah calling out of the Mishkan, out of the sanctuary, the tabernacle, the holy place. After its construction, according to the instructions, right, the instructions for the construction. Now, very key precept and principle is to take heed, right, to the pattern. Pay attention to pattern recognition. Even Moshe is told that, see that he do all things according to the pattern. The pattern is very, very important, especially in the new and the living way that he has consecrated for I and I through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. So when we recognize, or what is the pattern, we can recognize both the phi cycle, the physical, the natural, the earthly type, as well as the metaphysical, the spiritual, and the applicative type in the new and the living way of the King of Kings Christ. So here we have the prayer of oblation, liking to thank the regular givers and contributors, and even those who, whenever they are able to, or those, as it says in the prayer of oblation, who don't have wherewithal to give, but may Jehovah accept their willing minds. Now, what's so interesting, as we know, the true, we say, roots of that true church and the professing church of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, looking at the Judaic, the Hebraic roots, and here looking at HaTorah for a link. Now, the word is oblation. The word that is used is oblation. Now, often terms that are unified in the Hebrew or even in the Royal Amharic, the Metzach Kedus, is Matthew's Bible, or even in the Greek or other scriptures, sometimes when they're translated and interpreted in the versions that we become firstly acquainted with, more or less like the King James Version, sometimes the words are not consistently translated. Therefore, if we try to study only from, say, the KJV or the King James, some things will have a lot of false positives. Some things are correctly or more or less translated structurally correctly. But there are certain areas like these words, oblation. What is an oblation? We don't say, yo, bro, I went to the holy place and I gave an oblation. We don't use that terminology. So what is an oblation? Now, we can do the way that many people would do, maybe just Google it. And yeah, you can Google it, but there's a lot of different sources and resources. So from the scripture point of view, according to the translation, the KJV, here's what we recommend, you know, even the Strong's Concordance as a basic level, or as we also incorporate the BDB. The BDB is a thing called Brown's Driver's Briggs, right? Based on the language and linguistic, right, getting to the root, or what we call and reference linguistically as the Afro-Semitic, Afro, Africa, Hamo, Kamo, Kemet, Semitic, Shemitic, remember Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Did they speak all different languages at birth? question, right, for those who play this divide and conquer or regurgitate, you know, white racism, white supremacy, or the opinions and speculations of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Some of their speculations and opinions are correct, but some of it is not correct. So we have to sort it. So here in sorting this word, oblation, right, as it comes up even right here, the first finding, if you look up the word oblation, O-B-L-A-T-I-O-N, oblation. If you look up oblation in the scripture, right, or interlinear Bible, here we're using, I think, the, is it the Word? Yeah, I think it's the Word software. Which software is this right here? Apologies, pray to I for a moment. My Sword. How could we forget about that? My Sword. All right, but the My Sword, we're using My Sword here as a point of reference. Once you have different packages you can download, and it's a very compact and tight software, so you can have different versions of the Hebrew or of the, you know, you have more options. Like, it's like having different books, more or less. But we recommend, where possible, ones to get the hard copy and get the book. We truly think it will last longer, right? Leviticus chapter 2, verse 4 is the first place. So that is in this sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding right here in Leviticus. Here we pick up with Leviticus chapter 1, right? The scope of this 24th sabbatical study is Leviticus chapter 1 to Leviticus chapter 6, verse 7. The first mention of what is called oblation is found in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 4, where it reads, and if, note that word if is a conditional. It's not like do this, you must do this, but if you choose to do it this way, right? And if thou bring an oblation of a, now KJV says meat offering. Now we go over this often because it's important. Sometimes we might forget it, you know, but we have to go over it because meat, when we say meat today, we might think of debtors, might think of animal, some animal flesh. What's so interesting about this word here in the Hebrew is mincha, or in modern Hebrew, minka. It's referred to as a minka, mincha. It's a gift, it's a tribute, it's an offering, it's a present, it's an oblation, sometimes translated as a sacrifice or as a meat offering. Now, back in the days, 1611, back in them days, they basically would say meat to say anything that was edible, whether it was dead as animal flesh or not. Just note that there so we can put things into the proper context, right? In order to understand how Yeshua HaMashiach is the fulfillment according to the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, we need to have a groundation and a foundation and a point of reference. Thus we have the Torah. Thus we have Jalom.
Torah is the law. Down to now. Rastafari is the law.
So here we have mincha. Now mincha, in the Hebrew words, if they are nouns, they are either feminine, masculine, masculine or feminine. Remember, he created man, right? Elohim created man in his image after his likeness. And once, well, how can, since we're all born of a mother, of a woman, how can this be possible? Well, in the male, right, according to science, knowledge, what we can know, we have the X and the Y. Just as a basic point of reference to show that the Hebrew science, or science in the term of scientia, the root meaning of the word is to know, to know, to know as a verb and as a noun, knowledge. So here we have the word meal offering, more correctly, meal offering, translated as meat offering or mincha. It's a feminine noun, and it's from a archaic or older unused root meaning to apportion, that is to say to bestow, a donation, right? Brought out in translation in some places as donation in a euphemistic sense as a tribute, specifically a sacrificial offering, keyword offering. Usually the mincha or the mincha offering is bloodless and voluntary, and also a grain offering. So the meal offering that is called the meat offering in translation, you see how the confusion can come in, at least nowadays? The word is meat offering in the KJV. But back then, they called anything that was edible meat, even if it was not flesh. In fact, they would say flesh when they desired something that was more or less animal flesh. And so the word meat offering in the KJV, make a note if you can, if you will, to meal offering. And the meal offering was usually bloodless. It was a grain offering, and it was voluntary. Now, this word is translated elsewhere in KJV, not consistently by one of these words, but in some places as a gift, in some places as a oblation, in some places as an offering, or KJV, King James Version-wise, as a meat offering. For us today, in the 21st century, meal offering is more consistent, right? More consistent with what it be and what it was. Also as a present and as a sacrifice. So it's one word, mincha, mincha, mincha or minka, right? Mincha could be translated as gift, oblation, offering, meat offering, present or sacrifice. Just to note that right there, how certain confusion, if we don't study and sort it, can come into it. But the first place we find the word oblation. All right, so here, Leviticus 2 and 4, which is in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, but for Shabbat Wayikra, Senbet Tarito, Tarito. So that's from the Royal Amharic, His Majesty's Bible. Tarito means, and he called, he having called, bringing out the sense of calling, sometimes calling out by name. Not just calling, but also can imply calling out by name, both in the Hebrew sense, yikra, right, why yikra, and in the Ethiopic, the Royal Amharic sense, tarito, tarito from tara, tara, to call out. And if thou bring an oblation of a meat offering, more correctly, meal offering, bacon in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour. So this even emphasizes the point that the, you know, the offering here, fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. So here, the first place that we find an oblation, I think in the Ethiopic sense, we don't have the Ethiopic His Majesty's Bible open right before us, but there's a word meba, right? And in going into the investigation and also in speaking to certain, we say Ethiopians who also in their practice, the Orthodox practice, much is based on the Torah, the pattern. So they would give gifts of like baking bread. Ones would give a gift to church of bread, you know, bacon, you know, in some way. You know what I mean? But we say kosher, as it says right here, unleavened cakes. So that's the idea, the first idea of what is called a oblation, right? Now, zooming in on the word oblation, right, now getting to the source code, you know, like on the computer, we go to a website, but behind the website is all that, the words, you know, the source code. So getting to the Hebrew source code here, we have the H7133, the H7133. This word here is korban, korban, korban. Now, it is a Q sound, or like we say in translation, sometimes transliteration, special K, special K. The special K in some linguistics would put a K and a dot under the K. So if you ever see a K in certain academic writings with a dot underneath it, it usually is a special K, especially bringing out from the Hebrew or bringing out from Afro-Semitic languages like the Amharic, bringing out the Q sound, so Cordoban. But note this, in the English enunciation of letters, whenever we have a Q in a word, it's always followed by a vowel sound. Just note that right there. There's no Q standing up. Well, it's followed by a vowel sound, but usually a U sound. You know, like, you know, if you look at words, question, so forth and so on. But anyway, Cordoban, Cordoban from the click. It has the click in the Afro-Semitic. So the ancient Hebrew would have that click, Cordoban. Modern Hebrew doesn't have it unless the speaker is coming from, say, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia or, you know, from that side of the ethnic Yisrael, Cordoban. So sometimes as Cordoban, Q-O-R-B-A-N, sometimes as Q-U-R-B-A-N. And just attesting to this in the Ethiopic, there's a modification of the Gulf, right, that would make it sound as quarter, quarter, Cordoban, 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 Cordoban. So like Q-W, right, E-R or something like that. It comes out as it's a special kind of glide. I just point that out there so we can just see the common roots, the roots, right? So here this word, according to BDB, is offering or oblation. Offering or oblation, Cordoban or Cordoban, Cordoban. Now note there's a drink, an alcoholic or some intoxicant beverage, right, out there that's called Corban, Corban. So sometimes the transliterators would take the special K of the Gulf from the Semitic and Afro-Semitic languages and bring it out as a C sound, as a C sound. As a C sound in English can either be a S sound or a K sound. Thus, you see where the confusions come in. So we have Corban, right? Corban, C-O-R-B-A-N, right? So what's the real roots of Corban? Since the basic meaning, translation is oblation or offering. Well, here, bringing it from the BDB to the Strong's definition, they say it's from the H7126. So we have the H7133, and then we have the H7126. If one's the one to follow up on this for themselves, when you put it in your search, you can just put the number and the letter, but put it all as one, no space, H7126. And many of the results will directly link with much of this that we are bringing forward. So the word Cordoban is from the word Karab, Karab, Karab from the Hebrew, and Kareb, Kareb, Kareb in the Amharic. There is what is known as Israeli street fighting, modern Israeli street fighting, right? Modern Israeli street fighting, which is called Krav Maga. There they transliterate this root word as K-R-A-V. Karav or Karab, Karab Maga, right, which means to draw near. It's like close combat fighting, drawing near. That points to the root word, the H7126, Karab. Karab, Hebrew, Kareb or Karebe, Karebe, he drew near, Karab, he drew near. That means to come near, to approach, to enter into, to draw near, to approach to draw near. This is the root idea. So here, the idea of the Cordoban, right, of the Cordoban is something that is brought near to the altar. So it's called the Cordoban because it's an offering. It's something that is karab, karebe, right, mekreb, makreb, brought near to the mizbeach, right, in the Hebrew, or the mesawiyah in them heart, to the altar. That is a sacrificial present, keyword present, translated as an oblation. So in the KJV Bibles, we find it as oblation. In the King James Version of the Bible, we find it as that is offered. So you might find the phrase that is offered. So you translate the word Cordoban, right, as that is offered, that which is offered, or simply as offering. So I point this out right here just for us to understand that in the prayer of the oblation from the Kedase, might, of the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, the true church and the professing church, the church of he who had the key of great King David, the church of Philadelphia, brotherly love, the only church not to receive a reproof in Revelation, right? We have it as the prayer of oblation, and it's found many times. In fact, in chapter 2, it's found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in chapter 3 once, and then a few more times as well, but found many times in this third book of Moshe, right? So that which is brought near, right? That which is drawn near is brought near. Near where? Near to the altar.
All right, is the law. Down to now, Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law.
Psalm is Psalm 92. I like to share Psalm 92, and today's daily psalm, Psalm 75. All right, so the psalm for the Sabbath right here, here, here. We have Psalm 92, right, just to ride up the psalms, and then touch on today's daily psalm, Psalm 75, and, right, and, yeah, and the Royal Amharic. We're going to ride up on it in and in it in the Royal Amharic. So right here, 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 first Psalm 92, the sabbatical psalm, the psalm for the Shabbat day.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Born again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted.
مزمور سبارات بك النف سبامس لما زمران عليك التطفى يا أصافي مسقانا مزمور عبيتون نام سجنها اللي النام سجنها اللي نسمهن من نتقرى اللي تامراتين هلو ناقرى اللي جيزيون سك أبلني بك نفردال مدرنا برصوص امينورو تهلو كالتو أنيم مسوسو تشوانات أنا عمت أنيوشين أتبدلو ألفاتشو هاتيات أنيوشينم أندات شهون أتانسو أندات شهون سكالا أتانسو بجيا فيرم لا عمت أنا أتناغرو كبر كمسراك ويم كمئراب ويم كمدرب دايل لمنا أجيا فير فراجنا ونا يهن يواردا لهن ميا كبران እዋበግ ዚያብሔር እጅ ነውና ያልተቀላቀለ የወይን ጠጅ ሞላበት ከዚህ ወደዚያ አገላበጠው ነገር ግን አሰላው አልፈሰሰም የምድር ኃጢያተኞች ሁሉ ይጠጡታል እኔ ግን ለዘላለም ደስ ይለኛል ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ዝማሬን አቀርባለሁ የኃጥአንን ቀንዶች ሁሉ ሰብራለሁ የጻድቃን ቀንዶች ግን ከፍ ከፍ ይላል
Salam to Ena Yisterling, fraternal greetings, hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Psalm 75, Mezmor Seba Amist, Seba Amist. Themed here, Amarinya, here we'll be reading the English KJV alongside the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, according to the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible. And here in the Parallel Bible published by the Lion of Judah Society, here we have the Psalms, Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore, the Psalms, the chants, the eyes is the intonation of Dawit, Psalms of David. Here, 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 a parallel Bible version containing in one volume both the 1611 AD English KJV and the Ethiopian King of Kings 1961 AD Amharic text, originally published by Moa Anbesses, the Neged Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, has prevailed. Karmawi Karmawi, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Siyume Xiavi, elect of God, Negus Negesse, Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. So here, 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 we have an introduction, annotation, and a brief commentary here in this special Jubilee printing from 2011 AD. For today's daily psalm, right here, Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore Dawit, Seba Arat, Seba Amist. The Kinfuist, Seba Amist. So in the ancient, known as 74, in the parentheses corresponding to the today's numbering of the psalm, it is Seba Amis, 75. Has a theme right here, Le Melekotawi Danya Yekareve Zemare. Le Melekotawi Danya, Danya, for to the divine. Le Melekotawi Danya, Danya, judge. Yekareve Zemare, Yekareve, that which is presented, brought near, Yekareve Zemare, Zemare. From the same root as Mezmor, which is psalm, in the Royal Amharic, the pure language of the Sun and Negus, the language of the Negus, the Sun and Negus Neges, Mezmor, Mezmor, as we have Mezmore, Dawit, Psalm of David, chant, intonation. Here we have Zemare, Zemare, a chant, this ancient, ancient Afro-Shemitic word, also found within the Hebrew. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed the nation's gratitude, but here, we're going to read and write up with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here's the superscription. Lemezemrana leka, atatifa, ye asaf, ye miskana mezmor. The English translation says, to the chief musician. It's a superscription which in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, account in the ancient as the first verse. But it's a superscription, the title. Lemezemran aleka, to the chief musician, to the aleka of the mezemran. Lemezemran aleka, atatefa, atatefa. Corresponding with the Hebrew, we have here in the Hebrew, la menatzeyach, al tashchet, al tashchet, tashchet, destroy, al tashchet, al tashchet, do not destroy. Corresponding with the royal Amharic, atatefa, atatefa, don't destroy, don't cause it to be lost, don't destroy, atatefa. Atatefa. Le mezemrana leka atatefa. Ye asaf. Ye miskana mezmor. Of asaf. Of asaf. Ye miskana. Of thanks. Of praises. Ye of miskana. Miskana. Thanks. Praise. Mezmor. A chant. And eyes is of thanks and praise. This here corresponds with the ancient, the Hebraic. La menatzeyach. For the chief musician, for the overcomer. La menatzeyach. Al tashchet. Mizmor le asaf shir le asaf of asaf shir. In the Hebrew, it's a shir. It's a song, a song for the leader, chief musician. Al tashchet, do not destroy. A psalm, a chant. Eyes is of asaf. A song. Bamarin in the metzaf kedus, in the book of the seven seals. Le mezemrana leka atatefa ye asaf ye miskana mezmor. Kuteran, verse 1. Adetu. Ina mesegin halen, sim hinima in teralen, ta amrat hina hulu inagralo. To thee I, O God, abetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Beit, abetu, ina mesegin halen. Do I thank thee I, ina mesegin halen, ina mesegin halen. I and I thank thee I, abetu, ina mesegin halen. Inamesegin halen, simhinim interalen. To the I, do I and I give thanks, young for eyes is miskana, inamesegin halen. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Simhinim, simh, the I male name, simhinim. And as for the I's male name, simhinim interalen, do we call on the I name, the I male name, Simhinim in Teralen, Tamratihin Hulu in Agralo, Tamratih, thy wonders, amazing work, tamratihin, hulu, or inagralo. I speak, I tell, for thy name is near, KJV has thy wondrous works declare. All of your amazing, ta'amratihin, hulu, inagralo. I speak, I tell, inagralo. I talk of all your amazing, your wonderful, ta'amrat, that which is quite highly, is the word in gu'ez, it's like to know. It has to do with knowledge, but often it's translated as miracles because it's a high knowledge. They're wonderful. They're amazing. But the root of miracle or wondrous in this sense is that which is past usual ordinary man's comprehension. It's learned. It's highly known, highly knowledgeable. The science, high science. Tamratihin hulu inagralu kuter hulet. Verse 2. When I receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. Gizewin, the time sikevel, when I receive, when I kevele, sikevel, gizewinna sikevel, ine, I bekin uprightly ifardalo, I will judge. Gizewin sikevel, ine bekin ifardalo. Kuter source, verse 3. Midrina beerswa wista yaminorut hulu wakeletu inema misesochuana atenao. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. Midrina beerswa wista yaminorut hulu keletu. Midrina, midr, earth, the land. Midrina, the land, and beerswa, in her wist. In her, within her, Yeminorut, those who dwell, those who live, Hulu, all Keletu, they melt. Inem and I, Misesochuan, the pillars, Atenau, can also be in the sense I study, but also in the sense that we have here in KJV to say, I bear up, Atenau. Inem, Misesochuan, Atenau. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Amet enyochin atabedlu alhuacho khati atenyochinem kendachohuna tansu. I said to the fools, amet enyoch, here we have the rebels, Bamarinya and Nemharik in the Metzav Kedus, here in the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Psalms, in the Mezmor Dawit, here in Mezmor Dawit, Seba Arat, the Kintwist, Seba Amist, Psalm 75, it says, amet enyochin. Amitz enyoch, rebels, amitz enyochin, with the ne at the end as a direct object marker for the verb. Amitz enyochin, the rebels, atabedlu al-huacho. Don't do wrong. Atabedlu al-huacho. Amitz enyochin, atabedlu al-huacho. Chat yat enyochinim, kentachuhun atansu. Deal not foolishly. Don't wrong. Atabedlu al-huacho, I have said to them, al-huacho. And to the wicked, chati-atenyochinim, and to the sinners, the uckers, to the chati-atenyoch, chati-atenyochinim, and to the sinners, kendachuhun atansu, kendachu, your horn, y'all horn, kendachuhun atansu, don't lift up y'all horn. The il canudo, kendachuhun atansu, kuter amis, verse 5. Kendachuhun is kalai atansu, begziabi harim, lai ametzin, atanagaru. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. Kendachuhun is kalai atansu, begziabi harim, lai ametzin, atanagaru. Here we have, Bamarinya, y'all horn. Kendachun, iskalai, high, to the above, atansu, don't lift up, be'egziyavi harim, and upon be'egziyavi harim, lie against the sustainer, egziyavi har, the sustainer, the good, the generous, our father, be'egziyavi harim, lie, ametzin atanagru, don't speak rebellion, don't speak ametz, ametzin atanagru. Don't speak rebellion. ቁጥር 6 verse 6 ክብር ከምስራቀ ወይም ከምዕራበ ወይም ከምድረ በዳ የለምና for promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west nor from the south ክብር 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 ከምስራቅ from the east ወይም ከምዕራብ nor from the west ወይም or ከምድረ በዳ from the desert የለምና for it is not promotion is not from the east or the west the misraq or the mi'rab or kamidra beda not from the desert the midra of the beda midra beda yalemna quter sabat verse 7 egziari farajna winna yehin yawardal yehinma yakbral but god egziari here to sustain the good the genus our father is the judge Egziabihir Farajna winna. Yehin Yawardal. Yehinema Yakavral. He putteth down one. Yehin Yawardal. Yehinema Yakavral. And setteth up and honoreth another. He causes one to be humbled or humiliated and he honors the other. Egziabihir Farajna winna. Yehin Yawardal. Yehinema Yakavral. Note that the psalm is saying, Le melekotawi danya yekrebe zemare, a chant, an intonation that is presented for the divine. Melekotawi danya, le melekotawi danya chanhoi, le melekotawi danya yekrebe zemare. This verse here, verse kuter sabat egziavya farajnu winna, yihin ya warzal, yihinim ya kavra, kuter cement, verse 8. Sewa be egziavya harijnu winna, Yala te kalakele ye wine te jamolabet. Kazi what is ya a galabeto. Negrgina talawa la fesesen. Ye midarra khatia tenyo chulu ye tetutal. For in the hand of Egeziavi, her sustaining the good generous arm, there's a cup, there is a chalice. Sewa be Egeziavi her ij nawina. And the wine is red, it is full of mixture, and he pours out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring out. Drink! According to the reading without italicization, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring them out and drink them, or all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, shall ring out. Drink! Bamarinya, Suwabe Gaziavi Harijna Winna. Yalla tek elakele ye wine te jamolabet. Here it says not being mixed. Yalla tek elakele ye wine te wine molabet is filled in it without mixture. Yalla tek elakele ye wine te jamolabet. Cause what is ya galaveto? Like poured from here to there in that sense. Cause what is ya galaveto? Negergin atalau ala fesesem. But the dregs. Mention the dregs, I will not drink, yeah. Midr, the dregs of the cup, I'm not going to drink, yeah. Midr of the earth, but all of the sinners, the akas, the chatiatenyoch of the earth shall drink, yeah. Midr, chatiatenyoch, hulu, yitetutal. Kutar zeten, verse 9. Ine again, lezalem adesa yilanyan, le yaikobi mamlak zemarin akarvalo. But I will declare forever. I will sing praises, Isis, to the God, the true good, to the source of Yaakov, the source of Jacob, the God of Jacob. I will be des, happy, joyful, des yilenyal, happy, joyful forever, lezlalem, des yilenyal, le Yaakovim amlak, and for the source, the amlak of Yaakov, le Yaakovim amlak, zemarin akarvalo. I will present my chant, my eyes is my song to the source of Jacob, of Yaakov, le Yaakovim amlak, zemarin akarvalo. Kutarasar, verse 10. Yechat yaninak endoch hulu is sabralo. Yezarikanak endoch gin, kef yulalo. All the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet, also will I cut off. Yechatyanin kendoch hulu isabralo. Yechatyanin kendoch and of the uckers, the horns, hulu, all of them, it's sabralo. I will break all the horns of the uckers. Yes, arikana kendo chigin. However, the horns of the righteous, yes, arikana kendo chigin. Kef yalalu. But the horns of the righteous shall be, they shall be lifted high, 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 high. They shall be lifted high, 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 high. Yes, I. Rastafari. 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 Rastafari.
Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach high and I am a teacher.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yes, I. So that was I there going through the verse by verse, you know. Yes, I, the holy, the Isla Amharic for I and I and I. And so here he is, a native speaker right here, just to, you know, get to hear, see what words one can pick up. Oh, an interesting word, the part where it said about mixed, the wine being mixed, I think KJV and them hard just to show the difference, the sameness, but where the difference is, it says unmixed. And the wine is referred to as wine, right? In the Hebrew, say yayin. Yayin is wine. Yayin and wine. Basically, it's the same word, but one chooses a W kind of glide, and the next one a Y glide. Wine. Yayin, wine. So that's wine right there. But in Amharic, we have wine tej. You know, tej is a kind of a hydromel. Look it up. Very, very interesting. Hydromel. What is a hydro? Is water. Hydromel. But it says wine tej. And it's interesting because, you know, we have a color coordination for the different days, and the Shabbat day is like that fuchsia, in the fuchsia color. Or as Ainai Imabate, Almaz, Ainai mother-in-law, she would say that particular color, when I asked about colors, it's like if you have wine, like the, you know, the grape, the red wine, and you add water to it, and then it becomes lighter. That's like on the color spectrum, because colors also matter there. The light shining through the Trinity and refracting in the seven bands, metaphysically. But here, the acapella of Abraham Chebude on today's daily psalm. Get it, give ear, here.
مزمور سبارات بك النف سوامس لما زمران عليك التطفى يا أصافي مسغانا مزمور عبيتو إنا مسجنها اللا نسمهن من نترى اللا تامراتين هلو ناقر اللا جيزي ونسك أبلني بك نفردال مدرنا برصوص يمينورو تهلو كالتو እኔም ሶሶቿን አጠናሁ አመፀኞችን አትበድሉ አልኳቸው ኃጢአተኞችንም ቀንዳችሁን አታንሱ ቀንዳችሁን እስከ ላይ አታንሱ በእግዚአብሔርም ላይ አመፅን አትናገሩ ክብር ከምስራቅ ወይም ከምዕራብ ወይም ከምድረ በዳ የለምና እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና ይህን ያዋርዳል ይህንም ያከብራል ጽዋ በእግዚአብሔር እጅ ነውና ያልተቀላቀለ የወይን ጠጅ ሞላበት ከዚህ ወደዚያ አገላበጠው ነገር ግን አተላው አልፈሰሰም የምድር ኃጢአተኞች ሁሉ ይጠጡታል እኔ ግን ለዘላለም ደስ ይለኛል ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ዝማሬን አቀርባለሁ የኃጥአንን ቀንዶች ሁሉ ሰብራለሁ የጻድቃን ቀንዶች ግን ከፍ ከፍ ይላል
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور سبارات بك النف سوامس لما زمران عليك أتطفى يا أصافي مسجانا مثل عبيتون نام سجن هل النام سجن هل نسمهن من نتران تامرات الهلو ناقران جزيون سك أبرني بك نفردان مدر النابر صوص امي نورو تهلو كالتو اني مصوص صوت شوانات النا عمت انيو تشين عتبدلو الفاتشو حتى انيو تشينم عندات شهون عتانسو عندات شهون سكلا عتانسو بجزياب هيرم لا عمت انا عتن ناقرو كبر كمسراك ويم كمئراب ويم كمدر بدأ يلم منا اجزياب هير فراجنا ونا ይህን ያዋርዳል ይህንም ያከብራል ጽዋ በእግዚአብሔር እጅ ነውና ያልተቀላቀለ የወይን ጠጅ ሞላበት ከዚህ ወደዚህ አገላበጠው ነገር ግን አተላው አልፈሰሰም የምድር ኃጢአተኞች ሁሉ ይጠጡታል እኔ ግን ለዘላለም ደስ ይለኛል ለያዕቆብም አምላክ ዝማሬን አቀርባለሁ የኃጥአንን ቀንዶች ሁሉ ሰብራለሁ የጻድቃን ቀንዶች ግን ከፍ ከፍ ይላል
Psalm 75 Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, Deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, Lift not up the horn, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture. He poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 75, today's daily psalm, Dubwise, right there, there, there. Take a lick rhythm right there. Abraham Chabuda on the read from Haile Selassie Bible, the authorized, advised, and heart Bible. Like to write up with the Hebrew right here, just go through like a verse by verse in the Hebrew. It's very interesting, the emphasis His Majesty gives in the preface, right, or the title page. The proper, you can say, first page or title page to the Netzach Kedus. You have seen it before as a revised Amharic Bible and translation. That there is the preface, right? That's the preface of what's known as the Mekdem. Mekdem. Mekdem from the same Kedem, that which goes before or the first. Yeah, so writing up on today's daily psalm, it's interesting that verse, the verse where it speaks about the wine being mixed, but then in the Metzach Kedus, we have Isaiah being unmixed. In other words, some would say that's Matthew's Bible, the KJV Bible. These are very idiotes. They're idiots in the classical sense of idiots. They're seeing things in their own way and have not studied the actual material. But there are some areas where Matthew's Bible will favor, you know, we can say the Hebrew or some of the Hebrew Masoretic scripts. And in other places, it would favor the Septuagint or the Koine Greek scripts, which has led the serious scholars of it, like Edward Uhlendorf,
and others to say that there must have been a version that definitely wasn't the King James Version, but even a version that was different than some of the other classical biblical versions. But a note here, there are more versions of the Bible from Old Testament times and New Testament times than there are manuscripts, I'm talking manuscripts, than manuscripts for Roman and Greek history combined. Even manuscripts that are older as well. Just a little note there when people talk about manuscripts, right? But here, like to ride up with this, but that point about the wine, that he, you know, about drinking of it and not drinking of the wine and the wicked of the earth, connect that with the Messiah's Seder, where he says that the cup or the chalice, the cup equals the chalice, he would not drink of it until he drink of it anew again in the kingdom. Also, interesting Afro-Semitic, Beta Israel, right? Linguistic connection of drinking, that there's a sense of smoking, right? That we find in old Amharic and archaic Amharic works and words, this word here, where the idea of drinking was also euphemistically used for smoking. So the chalice, the cup, and the new wine concerning today's daily psalm, and also when we talk about the colors, just for some of the habarim, there's the wine, the red wine, which is red. You know, the wine from grapes, if it's rich, it's very red, very dark red, right? But then you add that water to it, and you have the lighter color, the higher color of the spectrum, and we find that to be the proper color, sabbatically speaking. But here, for the day. You know, for the day, oh, what a day. Yes, so stay tuned for the first day service as well. First day, a.k.a. the Rastafari Sunday service, first day service. Also take note to the whole daylight savings time. Many of us are using computers and devices, and when we set the time for the next service, the first day, the Sunday service, it's kind of automated. So since it's spring forward, fall back, a few times that's caused a little bit of confusion because we set it at the right time, the 1 a.m. hour, but, you know, if the clocks go forward or back, systemically, it causes some glitches, sometimes a delay. It could be a couple of minutes. It could be 20 minutes, half an hour, or maybe up to like an hour or so. So just pointing that out to ones and ones in case you come into that difficulty. You can also check out the Rastafari Student on the YouTube as well, and also the replays, you know, before the next day. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, writing up the Hebrew. By the Hebrew as well, if you go through the Revised Amharic Bible, the speech dated July 23rd of July, 1961, that's the preface. Yes, I. So here, a little Hebrew, verse by verse. I'm going to write up this sabbatical study 24 after that.
מזמור עין ה, למנצח אל תשחט, מזמור לאסף, שיר. הודינו לך, אלוהים, הודינו וקרוב שמך, סיפרו נפלאותיך. כי אקח מועד, אני משרים אשפוט. נמוגים ארץ וכל יושביה, אנוכי תיקמתי עמודיה, סלע. אמרתי להוללים, אל תהולו. ולרשעים אל תרימו קרן, אל תרימו למרום קרניכם, תדברו וצבר עתק. כי לא ממוצא וממערב, ולא ממדבר הרים, כי אלוהים שופט, זה ישפיל וזה ירים. כי חוס ביד אדוני, ויין חמר מלא מסך, ויגר מזה, אך שמריה ימצו ישתו כל רשעי ארץ. ואני אגיד לעולם, אזמרה לאלוהי יעקב, וכל קרני רשעים אגדע, תרוממנה קרנות צדיק.
Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare.
When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it. Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one, and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. I will declare forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, 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 shall be exalted.
Yes, 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 yes. Today's Daily Psalm. So here, we have the basic KJV, King James Version, compared and contrasted with the HSV, Haile Selassie Version of Authorized Mentat Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. There's a couple of interesting areas, as well as going to ride up briefly here on the Hebrew, right? So here we have in the second verse, it says, when I receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. And the Amharic is like receiving the time. The right time. Just a couple of little nuances. Also, going over today's the sabbatical study here for the Shabuah here, we have Wayikra, and he called the book known as Leviticus, the third book of the Pentateuch, the Torah here. So here we pick out with this third book, and we have the word korban, the drink. Just how this word might even comes into the English. And then looking at the root meaning from the karab, to draw near, to bring something near, to offer. It's a simple sense, but often translated, as we just touched on a little earlier, with oblation, which comes up in the second chapter here in the sabbatical study. So we're going to zoom in on that, as well as, well, what is sacrifice, right? Where does this idea come from? Not from a religious or a biblical, but we're going to use the Bible, refer to the Bible. What is this idea? Why does it have meaning? And even in a kind of an unconscious sense, it has meaning. We're going to seek to get to the root idea, even as exemplified or brought out as object lessons, according to the pattern of Torah and the fulfillment in the new and the living way. So looking at the phi cycle, right, and building on the principles, the meta phi cycle, the metaphysical or the true spirituality of the divine majesty. Now we have some interesting connection of words. I was listening to the Hebrew and the word for horn, karen, or Q-A-R-N, karen, or karen, right? We have karen, right? So even the pronunciations, karen, right? And then we have karen and karen. Just the similarities and the whole idea brought out in today's Daily Psalm concerning the wicked and the horn that they lift up. I was wondering why ones and ones don't make the connection with that whole Il Canuto, especially when it's used, you know, for other isms, you know, for other so-called gods or Elohim or things that, you know, like the Il Canuto, the satanic, you know, horn sign. We know it's used by some others for some other reasons, and in sign language it said it means love, but just in the aspect where it's intentionally used for that which is opposite of what I is called to do. So in today's Daily Psalm, that whole Il Canuto and kind of Baphomet, right, that Baphomet idea is also kind of brought forward, that those who lift up their horn, but there is the horn of the righteous. Even when we say the horn of Africa, right, the horn of David, yes, I. But I and I not pray to no Baphomet. Instead, this psalm right here, it judges that. Plus, Baphomet is just a goat. So, you know, we send that Lazazel. You know, so we master even those things that other people may worship as their deity. Yes?
Now yes. I pray to no Baphomet. Me now pray to no Baphomet. Me now pray to no Baphomet. But, this time you give me Anna. For make me sing even though I'm a band stammer. So me sing sweet song like Hosanna. My voice sweet like a piano.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Mizmor Ain.
So here, verse by verse, going through the Hebrew right here, and then riding up with this sabbatical study right here, the handbook of the priests. And that pattern that even the book of Hebrews, connection with Melchizedek and the line of the tribe of Judah and I, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari. But here, verse by verse, the Hebrew right here.
Mizmor Ein Hey. Psalm 75, Psalm LXXV. Mizmor Ein Hey. Lamnat Eyach, Ala Tashchet. Mizmor Le Asaf Shir. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lanat Eyach, Al Tashchet, do not destroy. Mizmor Le Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, Shir, a song. Mizmor Le Asaf, a chant, Isis of Asaf, Shir, a song. Hodinu Leka, Elohim Hodinu, Wikarov Shemeka, Sipruah Nifloteka. We, I and I, give thanks to thee, O Elohim. Hodinu leka, Elohim hodinu. We give thanks, hodinu. And thy name is near. Wikarob shemeka. Men tell of thy wondrous works. Sipru nifloteka. Hodinu leka, Elohim hodinu. Wikarob shemeka. Sipru nifloteka. Kiek acha moed, ani mesharim eshpot. When I take the appointed time, I myself will judge with equity. Ki ekach moed, when ki ekach, I take moed, the appointed time, the aggregation, the appointment, moed. Ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot. I myself, ani, will judge with equity. Mesharim. Equity, eshpot, I will judge. Ani, mei sharim eshpot. Ne mogim eretz avukola yishveha. Ano ki tikanti amudeha selah. When the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved, I myself establish the pillars of it, selah. Ne mogim eretz avukola yishveha. When the earth and all the inhabitants thereof, of her, are dissolved. Mogim eret wikola yishbeha anoki. I myself establish amudeha, the pillars, her pillars. Selah, diasoma, pause. Amarti laholi ala taholu willa rishai ala tarimu karen. I say, have said to the arrogant, Amarti laholim, to the holim, to the arrogant, ala taholu, deal not arrogantly, ala taholu willa rishaim, ala tarimu karen, and to the wicked, willa rishaim, the ratchet, lift not up the horn, al tarimu karen, al tarimu lamaroma karnekem, tidabrua bias awara ataka, lift not up your horn on high, al tarimu lamaroma karnekem, lift not up y'all horn, karnekem, on high la marom, al tarimu la maroma karnekem, tedavrua bez awara ataka. Speak not insolence with a haughty neck, tedavrua bez awara ataka. Ki loa mia motza ua mia ma'eraba, willoa mi dabara harima. For neither from the east nor from the west, nor yet from the wilderness, cometh lifting up, ki loa mia motzau mia ma'rab, for not mia motza, for not from the east, ua mia ma'rab, nor from the ma'rab, from the west, willoa mi midbar harim, nor yet from the midbar, willoa mi midbar harim, lifting up, cometh lifting up. Ki Elohim shofeta, ze yashpil, with ze yarim, for Elohim is the judge. Ki Elohim shofeta, he putteth down one, ze yashpil, and lifteth up another, with ze yarim. Ki Elohim shofet, ze yashpil, with ze yarim. Ki kosa biyad Yahuwah v'yayim, chamar, malaya mesheka, v'yagira mize. Aka shimareha yimzua yishtua kola rishae aret. For in the hand of Yahuwah of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be, there is a cup with foaming wine, full of mixture, and He pours out of the same. Surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked, the ratchet of the earth, of the earthly plane, shall drain them and drink them. Ki kos, for a cup, for a chalice, biyad Yahuwah is in the hand, biyad in the yad of Yahuwah of Jehovah, with yayin chamar, with yayin and the wine chamar, and the wine here with foaming wine full of mixture, with foaming wine full of mixture, full of mixture, with yayin chamar. Malay meshek, malay full, malay mesek, 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 malay mesek. Ki kosa biyad Yahuwah v'yayin achamar, malaya meseka v'yagira mize. Aka shimareha yimtzu yishtu kol rishae aret. And he pours out of the same. He pours out of the same. We yagir mize. Ak, surely. Aka shimareha. Ak shimareha. Surely the dregs thereof, her dregs. Yimtzu, yimtzu, yishtu. Surely the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall drain them and drink them. Draining them and drinking them. Yimtzu, yimtzu, sucking and drinking them. Yimtzu, yishtu, akola risha'e aretz. All the risha'e aretz. Kola risha'e aretz. Wani agida le'olam. Izamra le'lohe ya'ikob. But as for me, as for I and I, wani agid, agid, I will declare. And I will declare. I do declare, Wani agid le'olam, for I will le'olam. Izamra, I will sing, chant, I, Izamra, Izamra, le'lohe ya'ikov.
I would chant eyes as Lelohe to the Elohim of Yaakov, of Jacob. We call la karneya rishaim ea gadea, te romamna karnot sadik. All the horns of the wicked, of the ratchet, also will I cut off. We call la karney and all the karney and all the horns of rishaim, of the ratchet, ea gadea, I will cut off. Te romamna karnotas arik, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. Te romamna karnot, the horns of tzarik, the righteous. Te romamna karnotas arik. 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 Karnotas
arik. Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Reggae, it's time for Israel to praise their King. Almighty Elohim. It's time for Israel to hail the King.
voices heaven say, in Yahshua's name.
በቀዳማዊ
picking up on that in this sabbatical study and even the psalm, today's daily psalm according to the royal order. So here we ride up right here, the Baruch, the blessing, you know, the Berka, the Baraka before the reading, you know, of the Torah reading. So we have from the sabbatical study here, we pick up with Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 7, and the prophet's reading, the Haftarah. We have Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21 to chapter 44, verse 23. In the Berit Chadasha, or the Adis Kidan, and the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant reading, New Testament reading, we have Hebrews chapter 10, focus verses 1 to 18, and Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, focus verses 10 to 15. So here we pick up with the burnt offering, the grain offering, offerings for well-being, or the shalamim, the peace offerings. We have the chatat, the sin, the akri offerings, and offerings with restitution, or compensation. Now, there are five types of offerings. I'm going to get into more of the Hebrew knowledge or the scientia, the Hebrew da'at, more on that. But the first word that we actually bring forward is the word korban. Korban is a very, very important word, korban, from the karab. And interestingly enough, here in the season, as many of the psalms according to the Roeh, the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, have really been lining up in this 2022 year with the themes and key words and even some of the interpretations, both, we could say, Judaically, Hebraically, and also according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, the thought, one of the thoughts for the Shavua, right? We have more at the LOJS.org. The links from Rastafari Foundation should link one with the main site there, lojs.org. You know, much to share, download PDFs, also get links on certain important, you know, study books. We need to have a book club, you know what I mean? But first we begin with the book right here, HaTorah. So here in this sabbatical study for Shabbat Vayikra, Sabbath and He Called, Senbet in the Amharic, Senbet Tarito, Senbet He Having Called. Here we have the themes of obedience and sacrifice. Now, when we see that obedience, it's interesting in the Hebrew, the word obedience, in its translated sense, as we get it in the KJV, has a lot to link with Shema, the hearing, to hear. Right? Faith comes by hearing. And it's interesting how we, ethnic Yisrael, the Beta Israel, even over here in the West, will say when speaking to somebody, whether they hear or they feel you, we'll say, do you feel me? To basically say, do you understand? And the link with understanding. You know, it says hearing, hear, you know, seeing, see, right? And they won't perceive. Hearing, hear, and they won't understand. So the hearing has a lot to do with the understanding, the understanding. Here we get 90 seconds, y'all. We thought we could just kind of lead, segue into 90 seconds, calling, calling, calling. Yes, I calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full. And stay tuned. You know how it's going to work out with daylight savings time, you know, coming forward. So for many of the ones and ones, like to give this prompt as a little reminder right here, here, here. All right, so here we bring this prompt here. Well, 60 seconds, y'all, 60 seconds. Try to call in now or catch the replay. All right, catch the replay. But stay tuned for the Sunday service coming forward, the Baraka, for this sabbatical study.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay, 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Now, now. Now, call in, call in, call in, call in, call 515-602-9761, call in 515-602-9761, call in 515-602-9761,
yes, yes, yes. So here, 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 just an overview here. So we have the Qurban, the offering of Qara, that which is brought near, that which is brought near. So the thought for the Shabuah here, link with obedience, hearing, feeling, acting on it, right, and sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Put a question mark there. Like to bring out the Hebrew as we go into, you know, the full of full. So what gift can one give to get, you know, or to the power, the source, right? What can one give to the source, the power, to the Almighty, right, who has everything already? Now, the Hebrew word, right, for sacrifice that's often interpreted in many of the interpretations for sacrifice is actually the word korban, usually spelled as K-O-R-B-A-N in older spellings like the drink, C-O-R-B-A-N. But in the Hebrew and in the Royal Amharic, we have the special K or the Q sound, korban, 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 Q-O-R-B-A-N, or an alternative, Q-U-R-B-A-N. But it comes from karab, 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 which means to draw near or to bring something near. The sense here is bringing something near to the mizbeach, to the altar, the mizbeach. The word for sacrifice in the Hebrew is zabach, zabach. Some might say zabach, right? Zabach, right? The mizbeach, mizbeach, zabeach from zabach. Mizbeach is the altar, the place of sacrifice, right, of offering. So the korban is called a sacrifice in the sense that it's what is brought near to the place of sacrifice, something brought near. Or to put it another way, right, it could be translated simply as a gift. And sometimes in the translation, they'll bring it out as a gift. Now, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were to view the sacrifices, right, these offerings, that which was brought near, as gifts that they could bring near or bring as close as they could to Hashem, to the name, to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim, to the power. So here, with that in mind, we're going to ride up with the Baraka here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. The Baraka before...
Barku et Yahuaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Ham Barak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Ham Barak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Winatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I, Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
The whole place is due for
blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Joy is thine light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, and I see forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Habarim. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom. Am Yisrael Hai. Yes, I. The people of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, live. Am Yisrael Hai. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom. And here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, called Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra. Some say enunciate as Vayikra. Here we pick up with the first reading from the third book of Moses that is called and known as Leviticus. For this 24th sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, B'Shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach Ha'Kadosh Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. Here, picking up with the third book of Moses, with Leviticus, Hebrew first words, Vayikra il Moshe, Vaydaberi Yehowa Elayo, Meohela Moeda Lemor. Chapter 1, Leviticus chapter 1, the sweet savor offerings. First item, the burnt offerings. Christ, Moshiach, Messiah, offering himself without spot, without blemish, le'Elohim, to Elohim, the true good, the true God. The law of this offering, more in Leviticus chapter 6, verses 8 to 13. And here, for the first words, the Hebrew first words, Vayikra, Vayikra, Vayikra il Moshe, Vaydaberi Yehovah Elayo, and he who be, who he be, called. He called, and he called. Vayikra il Moshe to Moses. Vaydaberi Yehovah. Vaydaberi Yehovah. And he who be, who he be, spoke Elayo to him. Me ohel moeda lemor. Lemor. And spake to him out of the tabernacle, the ohel, out of the tent, the deptera, of the congregation. Me ohel moed, moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, speak to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, if any Adam, if any man of you bring an offering to the Yahweh, ye, y'all, shall bring your offering of the cattle, even, of the herd and of the flock. If his offering be of a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door, the patach, of the tabernacle of the congregation, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. And he shall kill the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And ha-kohanim and the priests, Aharon's Benayo, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood, Hadam, and sprinkle Hadam, the blood, round about upon the Mizbeach, the altar. That is, by the Patach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, shall put fire upon the Mizbeach, the altar, and lay the wood in order upon the fire. And HaKohanim, the priest, Aharon's sons, shall lay the parts, the head, and the fat, in order upon the wood, that is, on the fire, which is upon the Mizbeach, the altar. But his inwards and his legs shall he wash in water. And HaKohen the priest shall burn all on the Mizbeach, the altar, to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by Aish, by fire, of a sweet savor, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering be of the flocks, namely, of the sheep or of the goats, for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it a male, Zakar, without blemish, and he shall kill it on the side of the Mizbeach, northward, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah and HaKohanim, and the priests, Aharon, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar. And he shall cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat. And HaKohen, the priest, shall lay them in order on the wood, that is, on the fire which is upon the Mizbeach, the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and HaKohen the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the Mizbeach, the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by Esh, by fire, of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. The Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Torah portion reading and feeding, Vayikra, here at verse 14. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah be, of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or of young pigeons. And HaKohen, the priest, shall bring it to HaMizbeach, the altar, and wring off his head and burn it on the altar. And the blood, Hadam, thereof, shall be wrung out at the side of the altar. And he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers and cast it beside HaMizbeach, the altar, on the east part, by the place of the ashes. And he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn it upon HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the wood, that is, upon the Esh, fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. 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 Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus, chapter 2. The sweet savor offerings. Second item, the meat, the meal offering. Christ, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, in his human perfections, tested by suffering. See, refer to the law, Torah, of the offerings. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to 23. Here picking up Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1. And when any will offer a meal offering, a meat offering, the meal offering, the mincha offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, the priest, and he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn the memorial of it upon HaMizbeach, the altar, to be an offering made by Esh, by fire, of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the remnant of the mincha, meal offering, shall be Aaron's and Benaiah and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire. And if thou bring an oblation of a mincha, meal offering, bacon in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And if thy oblation be a mincha, meal offering, bacon, in a pan, it shall be of fine flour unleavened, mingled with oil. Thou, the eye, shall part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is a mincha, meal offering. 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 Meal offering.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
More
fire.
Fire.
Lush. Perfect. Blessed. More fire. More fire.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
And here is the Shilshi, the third Aliyah, for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, picking up at verse 7. And if thy oblation be a mincha, meal offering, bacon, in the frying pan it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meal offering that is made of these things, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And when it is presented to HaKohen, the priest, he shall bring it to HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen, the priest, shall take from the mincha, meal offering, a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And that which is left of the mincha, meal offering, shall be Aharon's, Ubanayu, and his sons. It is a thing most holy, most isla, most set apart of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire. No mincha, no meal offering, which ye y'all shall bring la Yahuwah to Jehovah, shall be made with leaven yeast. For ye, for y'all, shall burn no leaven yeast, nor any honey, in any offering of the Yahweh made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye, y'all, shall offer them, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, but they shall not be burnt on HaMizbeach, the altar, for a sweet savor. And every oblation of thy mincha, meal offering, shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of Eloheka, thy Elohim, to be lacking from thy mincha, meal offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer a mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou shalt offer for the mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And thou, the eye, shalt put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a mincha, meal offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus chapter 3, and here at the Rebbe, the fourth aliyah for this Torah portion, this Pasha, chapter 3, the sweet savor offering, third item, the Shalamim, peace offerings, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, Christos, Christ, our peace. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of shalamim, dechinet, mesuait, peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, zakar or nekebal, he shall offer it without blemish, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting. And Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, the priests, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the Shalamim, peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. The fat that covers the inwards and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aharon's Benayel's sons shall burn it on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering for a sacrifice of Shalamim, Yedechinet Meswayet, peace offering to Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah, be, of the flock, Zakar or Nakaibal, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aharon's sons shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, round about upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat thereof, and the whole rump. It shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away, take away, take away. HaKohen and the priests shall burn it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. He shall lay his hand upon the head of it and kill it before the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, and the sons of Aharon, Aaron, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering even, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And HaKohen, the priests, shall burn them upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Yahweh's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye, that y'all eat neither fat nor blood. Blood. Blood, 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 blood.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
More fire.
Yeah, my last word about Saddam Hussein.
Blaze, 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 flash. Perfect. Blessed. More fire. More fire.
Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus, here at the Hamshi, the fifth Aliyah, chapter 4, the non-sweet savor offerings. First item, the Chatat, the sin offering. HaMoshiach, Christ, atoning for the guilt of Chatat, the guilt of sin, of us sin, of us sin, of us. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, Lamor, saying, if a nefesh, a soul, a psyche, shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Yahweh concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them, if HaKohen, the priest that is anointed, do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin, which he hath sinned, a young bullock without blemish to the Yahweh for a chatat, a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock to the petach, the door of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and shall lay his hand upon the bullock's head, and kill the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And HaKohen, the priest that is anointed, shall take of the bullock's blood, and bring it to the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and HaKohen, the priest, shall dip his finger in Hadam, the blood, and sprinkle of Hadam, the blood, seven times lifting the Yahuwah before Jehovah, before the veil of the sanctuary. And HaKohen, the priest, shall put some of Hadam, the blood, upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense, Aishant, lifting the Yahuwah, which is in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the petach, the door of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take off from it all the fat of the bullock for the chatat, for the sin offering, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away, as it was taken off from the bullock of the sacrifice of Shelamim, peace offerings. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn them upon HaMizbeach, the altar of the burnt offering, and the skin of the bullock and all his flesh with his head and with his legs and his inwards and his dung, even the whole bullock shall he carry forth without the camp to a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn him on the wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out shall he be burnt. And if the whole congregation, aggregation of Yisrael, sin up through ignorance, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Yahweh concerning things which should not be done, and are guilty when the sin, ha-chet, which they have sinned up against it is known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock for hachet, for the sin, and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon the head of the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and the bullock shall be killed, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And HaKohen, the priest that is anointed, shall bring of the bullock's blood to the tabernacle of the congregation, and HaKohen shall dip his finger in some of Hadam, the blood, and sprinkle it seven times, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, even before the veil. And he shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar, which is lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, that is in the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall pour out all the blood at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door, the petach, of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall take all his fat from him and burn it upon the altar, and he shall do with the bullock as he did with the bullock for ha-chatiyat, the sin, a sin offering, an akri, forfeiture, lack offering. So shall he do with this, and HaKohen, the priest, shall make an atonement, kapar for them, and it shall be forgiven them. And he shall carry forth the bullock without the camp, and burn him as he burnt the first bullock. It is a sin offering for the congregation, for the aggregation. When a ruler hath sinned, hath up, and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Yahweh Elohayo, his Elohim, concerning things which should not be done, and is guilty, or if his sin, his akari, wherein he hath ucked up sin, come to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a male zakar without blemish, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. It is a sin offering. And HaKohen shall take of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering and shall pour out his blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering. And he shall burn all his fat upon the altar as the fat of the sacrifice of Shelamim, peace offerings. And HaKohen the priest shall make an atonement for him as concerning his sin, his uckery, and it shall be forgiven him. And if any one of the common people sin, akav, through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Yahweh concerning things which ought not to be done and be guilty. Here at this verse, 26th verse, Leviticus chapter 4, verse 27, begins the Sheshi, the sixth of the Aliyot for this parasha. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Yahweh concerning things which ought not to be done and be guilty, or if his sin, his uckery, which he hath sinned, ucked up, come to his knowledge, then he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, nekeba, a female, without blemish, for his sin, for his uckery, which he hath sinned, ucked up. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, the chatat, and slay the chatat, the sin offering, in the place of burnt offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall take of the blood thereof with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof as the fat is taken away from off the sacrifice of peace offerings. And HaKohen the priest shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savor LaYahovah to Jehovah. And HaKohen the priest shall make an atonement kapara for him, and it shall be forgiven him. And if he bring a lamb for a sin offering, a chatat, he shall bring it a female, nekeva, without blemish. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the chatat, the sin offering, and slay it for a chatat, a sin offering, in the place where they kill the burnt offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall take of the blood of chatat, the sin offering, with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and shall pour out all the blood thereof at the bottom of the altar. And he shall take away all the fat thereof, as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of Shelamim, peace offering. And HaKohen shall burn them upon the altar, according to the offerings made by fire, LaYahovah, to Jehovah. And HaKohen the priest shall make a kapara, an atonement for his sin, his uckery that he hath committed, and it shall be forgiven him. Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus chapter 5. The non-sweet savor offering, second item, the trespass offerings. Christ, HaMoshiach, atoning for the injury of HaChet, of sin, Chatiat, of Akri. And if a soul, a nefesh, sin, lack, Akav, and hear the voice of swearing, and is a witness whether he have seen or known of it. If he do not utter it, then he shall bear his iniquity. Or if a nephesh, a soul, a psyche, touch any unclean thing, whether it be a carcass of an unclean beast, or a carcass of unclean cattle, or the carcass, dead body of unclean creeping things, and if it be hidden from him, he also shall be unclean and guilty. Or if he touch the uncleanness of man, whatsoever uncleanness it be, that a man shall be defiled withal, all, and it be hid from him when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a nephesh, a soul, a psyche swear, pronouncing with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatsoever it be, that a man shall pronounce with an oath, and it be hid from him when he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. And it shall be, when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he hath sinned up in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering, or the guilt offering, asham, he shall bring, and it shall be when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he hath sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah for his sin, which he hath sinned. A female, nikeba, from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. And if he be not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass which he hath committed two turtle doves or two young pigeons, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, one for a chatat, sin offering, and the other for a olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering. And he shall bring them to HaKohen, the priest, who shall offer that which is for the chatat, the sin offering first, and wring off his head from his neck, but shall not divide it asunder. And he shall sprinkle of the blood of the chatat, the sin offering, upon the side of HaMizbeach, the altar. And the rest of Hadam, the blood, shall be wrung out at the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar. It is a chatat, a sin, an akri offering. And he shall offer the second for a olah, burnt offering, according to the manner. And HaKohen shall make a kapara, an atonement for him for his chatat, his sin, which he hath sinned. And it shall be forgiven him. But if he be not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he that sinned, that akhtar, shall bring for his offering the tenth part of an ephah, a fine flour for a chatat, sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon. For it is a chatat, a sin, an akri offering.
Yes. Remember, daylight savings time, hopefully at the top of the hour, continue the first day. Sunday service, first day service. But here, the seventh aliyah coming forward. Another point of study is weights and measures. So Haberim, write that down, weights and measures. Going to look at weights and measures. What is an ephah? So we can get a context, right here. But here, riding up here with the seventh aliyah for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong. Here we go.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here we have the Shabbat, the seventh aliyah for this, SS 24, Vayikra, verse 12. Then shall he bring it to HaKohen, and HaKohen shall take his handful of it, even a memorial thereof, and burn it on HaMizbeach, the altar, according to the offerings made by fire, la Yahuwah. It is a chatat, sin offering. And HaKohen shall make an atonement for him as touching his chatat, his sin, his akri, that he has sinned, that he have ucked up in one of these, and it shall be forgiven him. And the remnant shall be HaKohen, the priest, as a mincha, meal offering.
Meal offering.
And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, if a soul, a nephesh, a suke, a psyche, commit a trespass and sin and uck up through ignorance in the holy, the set apart things of Yahweh, then he shall bring for his trespass, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah a ram without blemish out of the flocks with thy estimation by shekels of kesef, shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he have done in the holy, the isle of the set apart thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto, 20%, and give it to HaKohen, the priest. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And if a soul, a psyche, sin, uck up, and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandment of Yahweh, though he wist it not, though he knew it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity, and he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation for a trespass offering to HaKohen, the priest. And HaKohen shall make a kapara, an atonement for him concerning his ignorance, wherein he erred and wist it not and knew it not, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He have certainly trespassed against the Yahweh. Third book of Moshe, Leviticus chapter 6, the trespass offering and restitution. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, if a nephesh, if a soul, a psyche, sin, uck up, and commit a trespass against the Yahweh, and lie, bear false witness, lie to his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or have deceived his neighbor, or have found that which was lost, and lieth concerning it, and sweareth falsely in any of all these that a man doeth, sinning, ucking up therein, then it shall be, because he have sinned, he hath ucked up and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he hath sworn falsely. He shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, 20%, and give it to him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, a ram without blemish out of the flock, with thy estimation, for a trespass offering to HaKohen, to the priest. And HaKohen shall make an atonement, kapara, for him, listen to Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he have done in trespassing therein. And thus completes the Torah Aliyah and the Aliyot for this RSS number 24, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, this Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Wayikra. Kabur l'kalu, kabur dimsu, kabur l'haylu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Abatachin, Nukusachin, Kalmawi, Haila Selassie, Beshem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Begetachin, Nabim, and Hanatachin, BeYesus Christosim, in the name of Ainai Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha, Aliyot, 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 Aliyot,
keep us, this teaching of his majesty, for we no one, no devil, philosophy, feel it in the one drop.
Father and Son,
Father and Son,
Father and Son,
Father and Son,
Father.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu
Torah Emet we haye olam nata be tokenu baruch ata Adonai noten ha Torah. Blessed art thee, I, Adonai, I and I, Elohim, Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, sovereign king of the universe, king of the universe, universal king, who has given us a Torah of truth, Torah Emet, implanting within us, within I and I, eternal life. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who gives Ha Torah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The whole place is due for
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei Matokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah, Sheila.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The whole place is
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratah b'debrehim Hane'amarim ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torah u'moshe abdo ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thee I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 21 to chapter 8, verse 3. Thus saith Yahweh Zebaot, Ha'elohim Zeisrael, Buruku. Put your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not to your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, Buruku. Ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well to you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward, or with the feet. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, the Nabim, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not to me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words to them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call to them, but they will not answer thee.
But thou shalt say to them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, Uruku, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For Yahweh hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Yehuda have done evil in my sight, saith Yahweh. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. They have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the Issat, in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, Buruku, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they shall bury in Tophet till there be no place, and the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Yehuda and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. At that time, saith Yahweh, Buruku, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Yehuda, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of his priests, and the bones of the prophet, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the host of heaven whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this family, which remain in all the places where I have driven them, saith Yahweh Zabaoth. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. Speak thus, saith Yahweh, Buruku, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvestmen, and none shall gather them. Thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Amen.
Patiently waiting for this situation, I'll count it off. The certain depictions they give in the scriptures, but to me it seems kinda off. Whenever you hit in a tree and you cough, many cannabis deniers, they scoff. Jarrah Safari is higher than stars, higher than Mars, higher than Jupiter, higher than Venus. They suck inside my penis, Nazarite living's the cleanest. Yes, I know they never seen it. Corona, they on a mission to kill the fetus. Look what they feed us, give us diseases. Nothing wicked like a heathen. They don't like a nigga breathing. They don't even like a meeting. I got the remedy, call me a chimney. Standing up praises, yes you were raised through the phases. I'm one of the cases, first gotta know where this place is. When we catch all these cases, and the politicians are racist, and all these faggot Freemasons. They call me a criminal, so my subliminal contradicts my spirit. I am a general, natural mineral, not too many can bear it. King Haile Selassie the first, Tim that king of kings in that verse. All these laws we have to rehearse, put y'all right the far right first.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Raj Sahar Ahad, right there for the reading and the music. Rastafari is higher than the sun, the moon, the stars, higher than Jupiter. Yes, I, Rastafari. We still have right here, we have the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant, New Testament reading. Perfect alignment here for this first day service. Hey, we're in this season, daylight savings time, as it's called right here. But in light of the reading right there from Isaiah and Jeremiah, very, very interesting. The part, the verse that comes out is when he says, and he didn't command them, you know, to burn sacrifices and the offerings in the day that they came out of the land of Egypt. Now, some people say, well, what's this? Some have argued that, well, these commands are not his commands. No, they're not paying attention to what he said. He said he did not command them sacrifices in the day that he brought them out. It was not necessary to burn offerings and all that in the day. And from the beginning, it was not. But what happened here is the Levites now have this exclusive responsibility that used to be upon the mandam, especially the firstborn sons or the man of the families. How did it get transferred to Levi? That's what we call this book, Leviticus, right here. And who are the Levites, metaphysically speaking? So stay tuned right here. You're here for the first day service, Sunday service, coming up at the top of the hour. But here from Sojourner, this is Psalm 37. It's Understand This Psalm. It's the name of the tune by Sojourner. Listen to the relix right here, here, here. Explains enough, enough, enough about I and we. Yes, I, the sole people of His Divine Majesty. Rasta.
A long time I tried to understand why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery. This whole jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no. Blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis. Make me track back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children. 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem. The only one problem. Israel love them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family is my ass. Cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Malcolm Ehud, yes I, Malcolm Good Ehud, first day, call Sunday, first day service, right here, 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 Rastafari first day service, beginning right now, 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 calling, 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 yes I, Rastafari.